Hello, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. Justin Lewis has the afternoon off, but we'll take a look at all your futures market news and numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
February cattle jumped to a five-session high yesterday, trading up 55 at one point, as tightening supplies and a surge in feeder cattle helped to support active buying. A collapse in corn values helped to support feeder cattle. The USDA sees beef production in 2014 down 5.7% from last year, and this has added to the positive tone this week. Cold weather can reduce cattle performance and may cause weights to drop. The cash market tone is steady this week, and February cattle is trading at only a very slight premium to the cash market as compared with a $6 premium held last year at this time. Choice box beef cutout values were down $2.11 at midday, while select beef was up 57 cents to $187.67. February hogs were up on the day as the market recaptured some of Wednesday's steep declines. Cash markets came in steady, and this may have been a factor to help support the market or at least slow the aggressive long liquidation selling seen on Wednesday. The CME lean index as of December 10th reached 81.35 from 81.69 the previous session. March wheat was down on the day as sluggish export sales news and weakness in the other grains helped to pressure. March Paris wheat was down 0.6%, and near a three-week low added to the bearish tone. Weekly export sales came in at just 372,200 tons, which was nearer to the low end of the range, and there were also 10,700 tons sold for the next marketing year for a total of 382,900 tons. As of December 5th, cumulative wheat sales stand at 76.7% of the USDA forecast for 2013 and 2014 versus a five-year average of 66.4%. Sales of 274,000 metric tons are needed each week to reach the USDA forecast. We'll take a look at all your market numbers right after this.
Well, neighbors, our friends at the Apache Livestock Market have got another special replacement cow auction coming up at 11 a.m. this Saturday, December 14th at the Apache Auction Market. About 500 head of top quality pairs, replacement cows and bred heifers, featuring 150 Montana Wyoming pairs, 150 January February calving cows, 150 3 to 5 year old spring calving North Dakota cows. You can call Bob Rodenberger for more information at 405-641-8998 or go to StockmanOklahoma.com.
In our cattle markets on Thursday, December live cattle were up 35 cents at 132.25. February live cattle were up 30 cents at 133.10. January feeders were up $1.40 at 167.07, and March feeders gained $1.05 and closed at 166.55. December lean hogs were up 40 cents at 81.32, and the February contract closed up 22 cents at $88 even. In the grain markets, Kansas City March wheat was down 6.5 cents at 6.78 1/4. The July contract was off 3 3/4 cents at 6.79 3/4. Chicago December wheat down 7 3/4 cents at 6.22 1/2, and the July contract was off 4 1/4 cents at 6.42 1/4. Chicago December corn was up down 3 cents at 4.28 1/4, and the July contract was off 5 1/4 cents at 4.49 1/4. January soybeans were down 20 1/4 cents at 13.23 3/4, and March beans were off 17 cents at 13.11 1/2. In the cotton markets, March cotton was up 57 points at 83.06, and May cotton was up 45 points at 82.80 cents per pound. That's a look at your afternoon futures. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.